Greetings and peace. Peace to everyone. You're listening to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We have a very special guest joining us today. We are excited to have with us Dr. Don Harris. And for real, we are all in for a rewarding treat. Dr. Harris is the founder of Discovering Your Inner Light. Now listen, she is an intuitive guide and spiritual messenger. Dr. Harris got started in her work in 2005, that is, delving into what happens after we die. You really want to hear her discoveries into what exists beyond this world or parallel to the earthly plane we experience, and we call it life. A fascinating conversation coming right up. But first, please know it is our sponsors making it all possible for us, such as our sister internet streaming radio station, WGMLB. Now, that represents Gospel Music Lovers Buffet. And we're also co-sponsored by the Greater D.C. Chapter National Action Network. The National Action Network is founded by the Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton. I am your humble host today, Sister Nia2X, so happy to be here with you indeed. So without further delay, let's hear from our guest. She's calling in from Ohio, and it is Dr. Dawn Harris. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, and thank you for that beautiful introduction. I might need to borrow that because that really well summed it up.
So we praise the Most High God. I call him Allah, and indeed your work is right on time in this era that we live in this day that we live in, when you're dealing with subjects that I don't know if we're trained to be uncomfortable. Excuse me, please. When we talk about the transition from this plane to the next plane, but we don't really talk about it like you're going to talk about it with us today, and let us even walk further into understanding the type of work you do. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you were born and raised. I know you're calling from Ohio, but let us know a little bit more about Dr. Don Harris, and we're listening.
No problem. Okay. Well, you're right. I am in Ohio, but this is not where I was born and raised. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. So I'm not too far from home. Always staying close because I got family there that is aging and want to be there for the aging population, the elders. But as you mentioned, they're dying off. I recently lost my mother in January 2020. So she was kind of the culminating piece of getting me moving forward in talking a little bit more about what I'm going to talk about today. My background, my actual PhD is in speech language pathology. I studied adult neurological disorders was my area of expertise, meaning I work with adults who have speech, cognitive, and swallowing impairments as a result of neurological traumas like stroke or traumatic brain injury or progressive neurological diseases like Alzheimer's or ALS and different type of neurological diseases. And I did that for about 20 years almost in the areas of health, home health care, rehabilitation facilities, hospitals, and I enjoyed it. It was quite rewarding. But at the death of not just my grandmother was the beginning of my journey, but as the death started to continue and the years started to pass and my journey started to get more and more detailed, I started to stray away from the healthcare system and move more into a more spiritually based practice. Now, I was doing pretty well. I mean, I had my own company in which I provided staffing services for home healthcare agencies. I provided speech-language pathologists to home care agencies who didn't have one, because speech-language pathology is a field that is not very saturated like the other therapeutic disciplines like physical therapy, occupational therapy, and it's hard to find us. And so once I developed a contact list in Ohio, I became like the go-to person for speech therapists. You know, call Dawn. She'll know somebody, you know, who can maybe help you out. And so I took that and developed a business from it, a staffing company from it, and it was going quite well. But then, as spirit would have it, it was time for me to move more into my purpose of why I'm here. And so things started to happen, and to make a long story short, the business started to kind of dwindle down, and so I moved more into my spiritual calling, which is where I am now. And so it's been about a 15, 16-year journey of this awakening process that I've been going through, which we all go through at some point in life. It's just being aware that you're going through it. And so I'm finding my niche, so to speak, is helping others to see the spiritual world that exists right here in front of their eyes. That is constantly speaking to you, directing you, assisting you during your time here on this earth. Many of us are taught to equate spirituality with something that exists after you die. And that's usually wrapped up in our religious beliefs. And so once I came through that whole concept of pulling back the layers of that piece and realizing the spirituality that exists in present day right here with me, a whole new world opened up. And so I take joy and pleasure into enlightening and sharing this new world or this world that is present right here for all of us that so many of us are not aware of. So I stepped into my calling of being a spiritual messenger and an intuitive guide, as you mentioned initially. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, oh, okay. Not at all.
But what that means, let me delve into just that title alone, because you say intuitive guide and spiritual messenger. Well, what is that? Well, some people may say an intuitive guide is a psychic. Some people may say a spiritual messenger is a medium, because that's the terminology that we have come to know and associate with the terms that I'm telling you now. The difference between what I do and who I am, yes, I am very intuitive, a.k.a. psychic. I can see what's to come. I have a knowing. But guess what? You do too. All of us, everybody does. Yes, I can speak to those that have passed on and spiritual beings that are not in the physical realm, a.k.a. angels, divine beings of light, spiritual guidance, spiritual guides and things of that nature. Sure, I can. But you can too. All the rest of us can too. But what I do with those skills is I take them to teach you about you, which is what a psychic and a medium usually doesn't do. They you ask questions, they give you the answers, they send you on your way. That's not what I do. I'm a spiritual teacher at heart. So I take every ability that I have to teach you about you. Okay.
Again, fascinating. Very interesting. And there are so many people, Dr. Harris, who do not feel comfortable talking about the subjects that we're talking about today. And I like the way you reminded us. A lot of it is tied up into our religious training or upbringing, and we limit ourselves from a deeper understanding that your work allows us, as you're telling us, not only for you to know how, but also to teach us how to listen, I would assume, deeper and interpret better without the fear, because you've been doing it for so long. Let's find out how you got started. As you stated, your field was completely different. We're all ears.
Okay. Well, as many people experience, most people, we're going to use the term spiritual awakening. We're going to do that in reference to when you realize that there's a spiritual world that exists beyond what you see with your naked eyes, okay? I had this awakening after my grandmother died in 2005. We were very close, very close-knit. And when she died, I would not accept that she was gone, that this could not be the end. There has to be more that exists beyond the relationship we had in this life. So I did what most people who do, because I was, you know, I grew up Christian background, okay? I remember asking after her funeral, because let me tell you, I was one of those people who visited church but wasn't a regular. You know, my grandmother was the one, you know, get up, put your clothes on, come on, let's go, you know. It was embedded that, you know, church is part of the culture, you know, African-American culture. It's what we do. It's who we are, you know, and it was the paradigm that I followed, okay? And I have to be honest with you, church never resonated with me. It felt like something was missing. There was a component that either I wasn't getting or it wasn't being shared, okay? So when after my grandmother died, I specifically went up to her pastor. My grandmother was a founding member of her church. Church was 40-plus years old, okay? Went to the pastor. I said, hey, my grandmother is gone. I want to make sure that I will be with her when I go. Now, again, Christian upbringing, you know, she in heaven somewhere. That's what I'm thinking. She's in heaven. How do I get to heaven? What I got to do? Like, you know, of course. You know, I got to believe in Jesus. I got to take the steps. Tell me, I'm asking this past step by step. Okay, I'm ready now. I may have not been coming to church. I may have been serious, but I'm getting ready to get serious now, because if it's going to get me to my grandmother, I will. Okay, that was my logic. So I go to this pastor, and I ask him. I tell him my concerns and ask, what do I need to do? And, of course, he told me, you know, make sure you put your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the head of your life, you know, confess, give your life over, turn it over. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm here for it. I'm going to do it. Bible study, went to church, you know, actually joined the single person's ministry. You know, I'm getting all involved. I'm telling you, it didn't feel, something was off. I'm going, okay, I'm getting the lessons. I understand all of this text. This is great. Wonderful how these things happened, you know, in biblical times and how it goes, but it never explained to me about me. I kept saying, but what about me? I want to know why I'm here. What is my purpose? What happens after I die? I was so interested in the death process. What happens after we actually die? And I kept getting a roundabout answer, you know, well, you wait for judgment day. You know, but what happens after I die? Something happens after I die. Am I a spirit? Do I turn into a spirit? Do my body, it decays? And then what happens? Is Jesus coming and going to rise me up? Am I going to get up from the grave? Like, I wanted to know this specifics, and I couldn't get it. So I said, okay, wait a minute. Wait. I started to explore different churches, you know, different. My grandmother was Baptist. Okay, I started out Baptist. I was Lutheran when I was younger because I was in private school. I went all across denominations, I should say, okay? And this was part of my journey. I look back, and this was part of the journey. I actually ended up in a non-denominational church, okay? It felt better. It felt better than the other ones. I'm like, okay, this is a little different. It's not making me adhere to a specific set of rules, like it was a doctrine in everything. It was you have to do this or else this will happen. Yeah, and it just didn't, something was just missing. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm getting ready to go. I'm going for a one-on-one. I'm relying on structures and buildings and other people to teach me about me. I'm getting ready to go straight to God. I'm going straight to God. I went in a closet. I kid you not. In a closet in my home. And I said, okay, God, if you're there, if you really exist, I'm going to need you to show me some things. I need you to talk directly to me. No, I'm not anointed. I kept saying, no, I'm not, you know, special, because, you know, that's what my religious upbringing had taught me. You know, you need to be anointed, you know, to communicate with God or to have a communication track to where you can hear and feel, you know, his spirit. So I kept telling God, look, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this, but I'm going to need something to happen at this point. I'm going to need something to happen because this is not getting it. I'm getting more confused and more frustrated. So I sat in this closet. Now, this is, I kid you not. I closed my eyes after I did this plea to God. And I said, now, wait a minute. I didn't go through Jesus like they told me I did. So let me back up. Okay, Jesus, I'm asking you, can you connect me to God? You know, I'm going through my steps, my religious hierarchy. And, you know, I'm going with Jesus, Holy Spirit, everybody, who, come on, like, let's do this with me, mm-hmm. one-on-one. I sat in this closet and just as the God within me as my witness, I could hear audible voice in my ear. When I say audible, I mean just like I'm talking to you, I could hear a voice. And a voice said, finally. It said, just like that, finally. Like you did all that. You went to every church. You went to every day. You went, you listened to all these other people. And I'm right here with you the whole time. I'm right here with you, within you, directly in alignment with you. And you finally realize to come directly to the source. Come to the source. Now, what do I do? What do most religious people do? If you hear that and, you know, you hearing voices, you go, wait a minute, uh-oh, that wasn't God. That was the devil.
You get a little afraid. Yeah, you get a little afraid.
You say, ooh, that wasn't right. Like, wait a minute, ooh, you get scared. Yeah.
Hey, doctor, yeah, they say, doctor, what's the saying? Be careful what you ask for.
Exactly. So then I said, wait a minute, that wasn't God. I did it wrong because I'm not supposed to be able to hear God's voice. I can't hear. You can't do that, not in present day. You can't hear his voice talking because that ain't going to be him. So this is what I dealt with. I dealt with this for months. I bought books, how to hear God's voice. How do you know this? I'm thinking because this ain't God. It can't be God because I can hear this voice. And all of my understandings, there was no way I should be able to hear an audible voice. You know, I shouldn't have. So,
well, let me ask a couple questions before you go on and before
I forget here.
How old were you when your grandmother departed? And before you answer, my condolences to your mother, and may she rest in Allah, God's perfect peace.
Thank you. I was actually, when my grandmother died, I was 33. Now,
okay,
you
an
have
adult,
to,
for now, sure.
And a serious adult. And that was my first funeral ever attending in my life.
Mm.
How about that? At 33, that was the very first funeral I'd ever attended because my mother had such a hang up about funerals. She hated them. So she always felt like, you know, they were not a place for kids. You know, she didn't see the purpose in going. So I was always sheltered from funerals. And as I got older, I mean, I hate to say this, but people close to me just hadn't died. So I just hadn't had the occasion to go. But, yeah, at 33 was the first time I'd gone to a funeral, first experience, actually, spiritually, and it was due to that moment, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I forgot where I left off.
I mean, it's so interesting what you're saying pertaining. I had another question, and it'll come back to you. We're going to go to a commercial break in a couple of minutes. But the other question, if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to answer, did your grandmother leave suddenly? And the reason I asked is because when she was called back, you said your reaction is you just didn't accept it. So was it a death, if you don't mind me asking, a sudden death?
No, it was not. Actually, it was a death planned and given a lot of notice by God. She died of congestive heart failure, and we were told she had 3 months to live. That's okay.
Thank you. So if you're just tuning in, I want people to know we are speaking with Dr. Don Harris, and Dr. Don Harris has an business, if you will, and it's called Discovering Your Inner Light. She has the Discovering Your Inner Light services, and they assist you and I on our journey to self-discovery. And it's just a fascinating story. You came out of that closet. You were talking about not ever going to funerals, and the first funeral that you did attend. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break in about a minute, so I don't have to interrupt you again. But to help remember, I think the point you were climbing to. You didn't like going to funerals, but you did go to that funeral because your mother didn't like funerals at all. You were 33 when your grandmother was called back. Did that help any? Hello?
Yeah, that helped.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, don't lose your place and train of thought. This is so fascinating. We're talking about that inner light that helps us understand not only death, but as she started, when she first started speaking, the voices that are around us all day, every day, you think they're just in your head and my head. You may see things and you're not telling anybody because you don't want to be judged. Fascinating show today. Keep it right here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people, and we'll be right back after one of our sponsors. Thank you.
Hey, hey, this is DJ Strait. That's STRATE of WGMLB, your internet streaming radio station, worldwide gospel music lovers buffet. You'll hear all genres of Christian music, including contemporary, bluegrass, hip-hop worship. Join us for talks, preaching, nutrition nuggets, podcasts, prayer, informative sessions, news, and coming soon, sports, and a special session, Stretching with the Seniors. Get your exercise on. We are a nationwide community station striving to be a haven for all ages. Great music, interesting and exciting guest. Tune in on live365.com. Search WGMLB. Back to the spot, to the station.
All right, and that's our sister station indeed, WGMLB Gospel Music Lovers Buffet. And we're so excited to have teamed up with them. They are doing extraordinary work, and guess what? We haven't even scratched the surface of what they're offering in media. This is the real media to get with. This is where we learn, we grow, we have entertainment, we have so much to offer, and in our unity, we're excited about WGMLB to work with them, and to have them as our sponsor today is nothing short of an honor. All right, so you know if you're not listening to us, you are listening to them because, again, we grow and enhance and we report information that is information that's going to take you from A to B. In other words, you learn something. We're not just repeating the same stories all day and every day. All right, so we're going to go back to our wonderful guest, Dr. Don Harris. And again, she is here giving us profound information that will help us as human beings to actually be better human beings from as Her services say the journey to self-discovery. So, Dr. Harris, you have the floor, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd mentioned prior to the break how I started hearing an audible voice that was talking to me, guiding me, leading me, and my Christian belief had me thinking that perhaps that wasn't the voice of God. So I went on a journey of how to discern God's voice from not God's voice, because my initial thinking was that couldn't be God's voice because I shouldn't be able to hear God. And when I say hear, I want to make it clear, not in my head, not like clairaudience where you hear in your head. I mean actually hearing a voice, like I hear you speak and you hear me speak. And so I'm not going to go on that long journey, but I'm going to sum it up to say, God, I was shown that you know that it's the voice of God when it is led in love. God is not fear. God is not, you know, anything that scares you or puts you at dis-ease. Okay? God is peace. He's love. He's all of that. So when I went through that, I said, okay, I got it now. But then what did my religious background say? Oh, the devil can be tricky. He'll be, you know, he can trick you. He can be loved. He can be this. He can be, you got to be careful. And so then you get that all drawn up in the mix, and you go, okay, wait, I'm back at square one. And you go round and round and round and round and round until finally, I'm going to jump. I hate to jump way ahead in the journey. Finally, you realize that love is the foundation for us all. We were all created in love. We are all created in the image of the source, a.k.a. God, a.k.a. Allah, a.k.a. Krishna, a.k.a. Buddha, whatever you want to call them, whatever you want to call them. We are all created in that image. And so if love is the foundation, and if that is used as trickery, then so be it. Because love is what we are put here to represent, to operate, and to use to move us forward on this journey. So once I became accepting and understanding of that one concept, then I became very clear on discerning. And I don't want to jump to energy because you know I do my energy frequency thing, which is down the road in this conversation. Once I start learning the foundation, I realized the foundation of love and what it feels like to be in alignment with God, and my discernment was there, then all of that other pre-existing notions that I had that were keeping me or holding me back from moving forward disappeared. And then, as everybody would say, it was on then. It was on. I was, like, moving forward at light speed, light speed. So that was the initial process of getting me to move forward and to see beyond what I had been, and I hate to use the word programmed, but I had been programmed, almost like a computer. We all are programmed with different things and belief systems, not just religion, but just in general, from birth, that our ancestors were programmed in and their ancestors. And so it just goes on and on and on and on until you awaken to the programming. And so you can be, people always equate spirituality is something outside or separate from religion. You can be whatever religion you want to be and be spiritual. Spirituality has nothing to do with religion. I get this all the time on my Facebook comments, on my page, you know, oh, you should be ashamed. You need to repent. You need to what? It has nothing to do with religion. Mm-hmm. You can be a Christian and be spiritual. You can be a Buddhist and be spiritual. You can be a Muslim and be spiritual. It has nothing to do with your religion. It has to do with the essence of who you are as a being. You are a spirit first and a human second, having an experience, which I think is where we're going to go next, I'm sure, right?
Well, I love it. I love it. You know, the first time you and I spoke, it was such a long, interesting, informative, deep conversation, you know, that led to the invite to share with other human beings that are literally going through things that they don't understand. And mm-hmm. This is my first time hearing about the closet and how you went in and you literally heard a voice. Was the voice male or female?
Actually, now this is gonna really blow your mind. It was a whisper. It was a calming whisper. It could have been male or female, but the energy around it was female. Now, let me tell you about that.
But please, if you want to, share with us what the voice told you. It might have already told you. I probably was shaking and didn't hear it. But go ahead.
Well, the voice initially said, finally. That was the first thing I heard. And you should have saw my heart. If you could see a heart jump out of chest, mine flew somewhere in that closet. It flew somewhere. And I took it, and the little voice said, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. And as I was breathing, I was calming. And I was getting more, you know, kind of, I could feel the peace happening as I was breathing. And then I felt a warmness go on my shoulder and my back. And then the voice said, I'm here with you. I've always been here with you, but now you're aware that I'm here with you. And I said, now, and you know, in my human self, I said, who is this? Like, who is this with me?
You didn't jump out okay.
Without opening the door.
No. You know, like,
no, I didn't.
Ran out the closet without opening
you
the
have
door.
You have to realize, though, I was frozen. I was literally, I couldn't move because I was literally thinking, I was in shock, so to speak, a little bit. So I couldn't move, even if I wanted to. And the voice said, I am the beginning and the end. And that's all that was said, and it stopped. That was the only communication I had that day. Now, that was the beginning. It got more rampant after that. It amped up.
Question.
Yeah.
How long, when you started your journey seeking, uh-huh. I'm trying to find answers, I need more out of this experience of life, and I have to contact my grandmother again. I have to have a better connection. How long was that journey before the closet incident? The incident in the closet.
Okay, let's see.
How long did that journey take you?
I would say it only took 6 months.
That's okay.
Six.
Yeah, that's a long time to some. That's not a short time.
Well, it took 6 months, but you got to realize it's a part I didn't throw in here. That I left out because I'm solely on that part. My grandmother started communicating with me. This is when I knew I could speak to those that had passed on. I left that big part out. That was happening simultaneously. So I was really going, okay, wait a minute. I have opened the door to something because, you know, I'm hearing my grandmother's voice. I'm hearing this other voice. It's the devil using my grandmother to get to me. You know, I went through that whole thing because this was simultaneously. And my grandmother was giving me insight into the afterlife. She was coming to me through dreams. And then it would be so clear that I would actually hear her throughout my days. You know, sometimes I would pick up my phone and I say, hey, Mom, are you in the kitchen cooking? She said, well, yeah. I said, are you trying to make, you know, granny sweet potatoes? I can remember this very clearly. It was Thanksgiving, and my mother was trying to make sweet potatoes using my grandmother's recipe. My grandmother woke me up out of my sleep, and I'm listening to this voice say, call your mama and tell her she cannot use that kind of brown sugar. She know I only use, and I forgot what kind she said. But she told me to call my mama, and so I'm thinking, what? So I said, let me call my mother. I'm thinking my mother's going to think I'm crazy. My mother was in the kitchen at that moment making these sweet potatoes. And she said, how did you know that? I said, well, Granny, you know, and I'm telling her what happened. And so my mother is going, well, I'll be darned. Your grandmother done got over there. And, you know, she just talked like it was, you know, second nature.
Like it was normal. Like she understood
yeah.
it.
Like it was, now, what I didn't find out until about 3 or 4 years into my journey, after I opened my mouth to disclose what was happening to me to others, because you got to remember, I was going through this kind of solo because I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want people talking about me, saying this and that. So I was kind of going through it on my own. I opened up to my mother about all of the things that were happening, and then she said, well, you know what? The same thing happened to me when I was younger, but I suppressed it because I was afraid. And I about fell out of my seat. I said, you've got to be kidding. And my mother says, well, yeah, you notice throughout your life, my mother always slept with the light on, always. I would go in, turn off her light, and she would get up in the middle of the night, turn it back. I'm like, why is she doing that? She says she'd been able to see people that had passed on, literally see them. Well, I can't do that. I don't see them in front of me. I see them in my mind's eye, you know, so in my head. But she saw actual physical presences of people walking through her room all the time. And it's
I had the light on, too. Not only would I have the light on, I would ask the realtor to remove my roof and let the sun shine and the moon and everything else. You know, it reminds you of that movie. It reminds you of the 1999 movie, The Sixth Sense. That movie touched me in such a way. Before you go on, I don't know if you saw the movie. You probably did. If you saw that movie, what is your interpretation of that movie? Is that what you are telling us today?
Well, it's funny that you bring up that movie because that movie was my mother's point of reference. My mother says she didn't understand what was happening to her until she saw that movie, The Sixth Sense. And it helped her connect what had happened to her earlier in life. And so she said, the people would come, just like in The Sixth Sense, it would be just like they came to the little boy. They would come to her with messages to give people. And that's all it is. When you see a deceased person and you're able to have that ability to see, that's the reason you have that ability, because you are a conduit for delivering messages. Now, when you deliver those messages, and I'm jumping a little bit, my mother says, after she attended one of my courses that I teach on communicating with angels and divine beings of light and spiritual beings, she said after the course, I realize now what I was supposed to do. She said, I was supposed to be doing what you're doing. And I said, no, Ma, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. There is no coulda, shoulda, woulda. We all have different steps that we, you know, are given to take during our experience while we're here. And so you did. I mean, she helped me move forward by explaining to me her experiences. So now I'm thinking, now it's getting deep. I'm realizing this is something maybe generationally. I'm thinking like, okay, my mother can do this. I can do this. This must be some gift passed down in our family or something. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's specific to our family. So I would later realize that that's not the case. Everybody has it. We all can do it. And I hate to use the word gift because gift gives you the idea that somebody has something that you don't or can do something that you don't. So I don't like to use the word gift. So I just say ability or something of that nature because we all have that within us. We're all wired with it. But we're all taught to believe you can't use it because it's demonic or it's dark or it's not right. But when you get to the core of it and you realize that under this fleshly uniform that you're wearing, because that's all it is your uniform, you are a spirit just like those people that they were showing in the 60s. That's you. You are a spiritual being here having a human experience. So it will only be likely that you can communicate with spirits because you are a spirit. But that's not how we're taught to look at it.
Not at all. Let's go back to, you know, it's fascinating. I don't want to forget these questions because there could be people that want that we ask the questions. Your grandmother, have you been able to communicate with her to your understanding?
My grandmother communicated with me early on in my journey. I would say up through the first 3 years after her death, she communicated with me. Her last communication with me was when she told me to gather all of my aunts and uncles for Thanksgiving. I had gotten a new home. She said, you know, I need you to get them all together. And she said, because somebody won't be here next year. And immediately I'm going, oh, my God, somebody's getting ready to die. Like what? Like my grandmother said, calm down, be at peace, understand, you know, death is promised to all of us. We didn't come here to stay. This is what she always used to tell me when she was living. We didn't come here to stay. She said, but I need you to get them all together. Enjoy it. You know, don't put this at the forefront of your planning and preparations because it's a happy time. I don't want you to be sad, but this is what she's telling me. So, again, remember now, when my grandmother was talking to me early on, I was going through that, is this God, is it not God? And I'm like, wait a minute, God isn't fear. I'm a little scared because my grandmother says somebody's going to die, so it can't be God. You know, I'm going back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. And so as I was planning Thanksgiving and I was getting everybody together and I actually had everybody in my home, well, mostly everybody who could attend, I felt such a good feeling because I knew my grandmother's spirit was there. We reminisced about her. It was a good, good time. And so I started initially looking at the calendar. I'm going, uh-oh, you know, counting down. And then finally, you know, that voice that had comforted me in the closet said, you know, be at peace, my child, be at peace. All is well. And so I thought that meant, okay, nobody's going to die. Okay, I heard it wrong. I got it wrong. Okay, good. I went on with my life. Well, my auntie had taken ill. And so I said, uh-oh, it's my auntie. She's getting ready to go. So I'm running home to Chicago. I'm trying to spend time with her. I'm not telling anybody any of this, right, because I don't want to freak anybody out. I don't want to scare anybody. But I'm going to see my auntie because I'm thinking she's going to pass away. Well, my auntie recovered. So I said, oh, okay, well, yeah, I must have gotten it wrong. 30 days after my auntie, my uncle fell dead. Mm. Nothing wrong with him physically. Mm. Nothing wrong with him at all. Had just had a checkup at the doctor. Physically, he was great. You know, heart just stopped. Just stopped. He was 52 years old, I believe. Heart just stopped. I sat on the step of my home when I got the call, and I said, oh, my God. Now remember, we had just gathered in November. He died in June. Not even a year. But at that moment on, I said, thank you, God, for the heads up. Thank you for the heads up, because that heads up allowed me to get everybody together to be among him. Now, he was one of the ones that was able to show up. And so we got to enjoy him before he passed away. And so I started to notice a pattern. I started getting heads up before people in my family were dying. And the next death that happened in my family, I actually said, I got to speak this because I got to let everybody, you know, get in on this because I don't think I'm crazy. I think that I'm being shown and told this for a divine reason and purpose. So I got everybody together, and I said, look, I had gotten a message. I had gotten a message who was going to die next. I got a message how this person was going to die, and I got a message of the timeline. Now, this is what I didn't get the first time. It started getting real detailed, okay? And so now I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. What do I do with this? Do you sit on it? Do you share it? You don't want to speak it into existence, you know, because you say, no, I'm not going to speak it because I don't want. But I was getting signs from the universe that this was going to happen. And when I say signs, you know, this particular family member, I was given messages to, not about her dying, but just messages in regards to things that were happening in her life.
How and do you I get the tell, messages? How are you getting the messages? Do they come in the same way? Do they come in a different way? This is a pattern that you have accepted in your life, dealing with the supernatural experience, accepting it, understanding that it is supernatural, but it leads into truth in the reality or the dimension that we're in. So the question again is, how are you getting the messages? Are you getting them the same way or different way at that time?
Okay. So let me explain to you, like, how messages come in from the spiritual realm, okay?
Well, I want you to hold that point. Let's say thank you to our sponsors so you're not interrupted and you can have the free flow for us to understand, because we want to understand and learn and get in touch with our guests so that you can have a one-on-one, because there are many people listening right now. No, you're not crazy. You have been misjudged, as our guest has been misjudged, and she kind of misjudged herself, like most of us would, if you saw a person that was buried, gone, they're not in this world, and you literally saw that person or they came to you, and it's hard to talk to us about it because we prejudge and misjudge you, and we're not even listening. We're talking about you, laughing at you, and then your gift cannot be cultivated. But Dr. Dawn Harris can help you cultivate your gift, help you bring it out, and help you to become a person in this realm to help others discover your inner light. Keep it right here on Near2X Radio. We want to say thank you for making the program possible today is, of course, the Washington Informer newspaper. Follow the leader when it comes to great journalism. The Washington Informer newspaper, a free publication picked up throughout the DMV. That's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now, when you want balanced, informative, updated news and information, especially about issues in the black community, you can't afford to rely on any other news source except the Washington Informer newspaper. Call them today. Get their affordable advertising rates. The Washington Informer, a weekly publication with over 35,000 readers. Call right now, 202-562-4100. Get their subscription details. That's 202-562-4100. Our co-sponsor of this hour is Linda Sherman from the Greater D.C. Chapter of the National Action Network. They have a prayer line every Saturday for 30 minutes in response to COVID-19. The call is free and all are welcome. Now, Minister Frank Malone is the featured guest minister who delivers a timely, inspiring, spiritual message that empowers everyone listening. Join them Saturdays, 12 noon. Please call 712-770-5384. Now, the code is 400-847. That number again, 712-770-5384. The code, 400-847. All right, we're back in the studio with our wonderful, outstanding, spectacular guest. Indeed, listen up like you haven't listened before, because our guest indeed is teaching, calming, telling, sharing, and that is, of course, Dr. Dawn Harris. Ma'am, you have the floor.
Okay. I think your last question was, how was I receiving this information? Exactly how was it coming in to me? Was I hearing it, seeing it? Like, what was happening? Okay, so when you receive spiritual information, you can receive them through different modes, okay, different modalities. You can be clairvoyant, where you can see, and I'm clairvoyant in that I get pictures in my mind's eye that play in my head like a movie. You know, sometimes I'll meet people and their life will play in my head like a movie, or things that have happened or are going to happen plays just like a movie, like a video without sound. That's clairvoyance. You see. or some people can actually see figures in front of them, as I told you my mother was able to do. Then you have clairaudience, where you can hear information. You can hear it like I'm talking to you audibly, or you can hear it in your head telepathically, because you have to realize the spiritual realm, these are beings that don't have a voice. They don't have a voice box or vocal cords, so they communicate telepathically, meaning through your thoughts. So you can hear and communicate telepathically. Also, you can feel. Most of us have clairsentience, where you get that feeling that something's going to happen, like your stomach turns or you feel it. You know, most people will say, oh, I could feel like something is going to happen today, or oh, I could feel. That's clairsentience, feeling. And then claircognizance is like a knowing. You'll get information that comes into your thought process. You go, now, where did that come from? Like, I wasn't reading nothing. I wasn't thinking about that. It's a knowing that just drops down in your thought process. And it's from the divine. It's divinely given to you. I always say download it, because it's like a computer. You just get it. It's just information that just comes to you randomly, and you're like, whoa. And you know it's downloaded because it's something you weren't even thinking about or tuning into. And so I was getting information from all of those modes, but I also do automatic writing. Now, automatic writing entails sometimes I would be awakened, and the voice, I call it now, I got various angels that come to me, and then I'll tell you the difference between how I know the difference between an angel, a guide, someone who's passed on. It's different ways of knowing who's who. Angels used to wake me up all the time and say, wake up. We need you to, you know, we need you to communicate this information, or we need you to listen. And I would get a pen, and I would literally write what I was hearing. And that's automatic writing, where you just write and write and write and write and write what you're hearing. And most people can do that, but you'll think it's your thoughts. You'll think it's you talking to yourself and writing. But it's usually not. It's usually a spiritual being that is helping you answer or work through something that you are experiencing or need explanation of in your life. So when it came to getting information about my aunt, who was the one that was going to pass away next in my family, I got all kinds of information. I got awakened. You know, angels would say, you know, be prepared, be steady, stay calm and connected. You know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Or I may get psychic premonitions or urges, you know, call your cousin, tell your cousin to contact your uncle and, you know, put this together and I got direction like from all different kinds of avenues. I was spiritually intuned. And when you get intuned and aware and you believe and you don't question what's happening, you are open to receiving spiritual guidance. And so I was getting tons of guidance about my auntie, so much so that I literally remember calling her at 2:45 a.m. because I had gotten the message auditorially now. I was laying in my bed, just laying there, and I heard an audible voice of an angel that explained to me that my auntie was an apostle. She was religious. And she would hold these workshops and things like that. And so this voice told me, you know, please call and let her know that this upcoming workshop is not going to take place, so she doesn't need to exert as much energy. And I said, but I'm not going to tell her that because, you know, like, she's going to look at me like, what? No, I'm not listening to you. You know, I'm an apostle of God. Like, who are you to tell me? And so the voice said, please tell her that it will not take place because it is being taught from the ego. And that is not going to happen. So in my mind, I'm going, ego? Like, what? Huh? So I called my aunt. And initially, she didn't accept that. She refuted it. She said, the devil is a lie. You know, she hung up on me. I was like devastated. I'm thinking, oh, I'm not doing that.
Hung up and everything.
I'm not doing it. I said, I will never give that message. I said, that must not have been God, you know, because my aunt wasn't.
She had you thinking that.
Yeah, I said, because my aunt kind of went up the rank. She started out as an evangelist. She was a reverend. Then she was an apostle. Like, she went up the rank. So I'm thinking, well, hey, if she said the devil is a lie, it must have been the devil. So I said, okay, I'm not doing that again.
Dr. Harris, we got 2 minutes left in the show.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah.
Oh,
We got one minute left. And you definitely. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I guess I should leave it right there, huh?
Oh, no, go ahead. We're not going to do the audience like that. I didn't think you. I think we're thinking alike. I'm looking at the time.
Okay.
It's like 12:29, but go ahead, sister.
Okay, so long story.
Yeah, finish that story for sure.
30 days later was when her workshop was supposed to take place. So maybe like 4 days before it took place, she didn't have enough participants, so she couldn't cover the cost of the room. And she called me and she said, "Woman of God, I just want to say thank you." She addressed me as woman of God and said, "I just want to say thank you for trying to give me the heads up." And she apologized. She apologized. You know, she said, "Harm not, you know, God's anointed prophets," or something she said. It's a scripture somewhere. I'm not good with the scriptures, but she said a scripture that says, "Harm not God's anointed prophets," or something like that. And then my auntie starts to kind of help me on this journey.
Let me ask you this about your auntie. Was your auntie on your mother's side of the family?
Yes, my mother's oldest sister. So,
yes,
so
ma'am.
You see, I started looking at a pattern in my family. But it was engulfed in religion. It was engulfed in religion. And here I come with all of this other stuff.
not religious, but more spiritual. Yeah, we at the end of the program. It is 12:30 on the eastern side of the country. And so we just have to have you back for part two, and if it's part three and part 30, you know, we'll go on with it, because it's a great, great experience to listen to your journey. And we can't go without the audience knowing how they can get in touch with you and be part of the work, the great work you're doing. Dr. Dawn Harris.
Let me give you a couple of pieces of information. So I have a website that is up. It is www.discoveringyourinnerlight.com. Just put it up. You'll get all the information about me, the services I offer, and some other information. The other thing is every Monday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook, I host a live where I teach. I'm going to say teach because they call me teacher now. I teach various spiritual concepts, and I think it's been pretty good. I've been doing it a year now. So if you want to get more in depth of a little bit more about what I'm talking about, different topics, and discuss and have an open forum to feel comfortable communicating with people about this, that would be where you come. So that's Monday night, 8 o'clock p.m., Facebook Live, Discovering Your Inner Light. And now I just started offering Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Instagram. I do live spiritual readings. And so that's where you get to see, so you can remove the fear, because everybody gets scared. You say spiritual reading. You get to see how I take my ability to communicate with the spiritual realm, angels, your guides, your spiritual team, because everybody has a spiritual team working with them daily. I talk to your team while you're on this live, and I'm telling you information that they're giving me, and that's on Instagram Live, 9 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evenings at Discovering Your Inner Light. So follow me on Instagram, Discovering Your Inner Light. So just remember Discovering Your Inner Light, and you can find me. Okay.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank our sponsors, thank our listeners. I want to thank Kwan for engineering and helping us today. And it was a very fascinating conversation with Dr. Dawn Harris. She has given to us how we can further connect with her. But let's ask you, Dr. Dawn Harris, is it possible that if you came back, you could take another hour continuing to explain as you started off to us sharing information with us, because we certainly want you to come back. And we'd like to take callers the next time you come back.
Oh, sure. Most definitely. I would love, love, love that opportunity.
Well, we are grateful as well. We're going to close it up right now. Dr. Dawn, you have 15 seconds to have your final closing remarks, and we'll take you to the end.
Oh, thank you. Last thing, I think I want to just close by letting everyone know, I want everyone to understand you are a divine spiritual being of light sent here with a purpose, a passion, and a mission that will advance this planet Earth that you're living on into the realms of the heavenly consciousness. Always remember that. You're a spirit first, having a human experience. That's all you're doing down here, is attending Earth school to see what it's like to be a human being. Spirit first. That's it.
Well,
that's it.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Teacher, you are wonderful, and we really, really enjoyed you, and certainly look forward to having you come back. This is Nia2X Radio. I'm your humble host, Nia2X, and you can hear not only this program, but we have 10 pages. Go down to the bottom of our site at www.blackonblackunity.com. When you get to our homepage, simply click Radio Information. And again, you can go all the way down to the bottom and click on great shows like we heard today, all the way back to 2015. You're talking about Dr. Francis Cress Welding. You're talking about Dr. B. And you're also talking about good brothers and sisters and good people of goodwill. Heard right here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. Thank you for listening, and do enjoy your day and your evening.